for the person that's never been to a summit, the question is it really going to be that worth it? And yeah, the content that we receive during the sessions is really good, but I would maybe arguably say the better time is beyond the session of connecting with each other.
Welcome back to another episode of UB Now, where we are sharing stories about what's happening in UB churches all around the country right now. Today, I'm joined by Bobby Coller and Craig Mickey, who are kind of the self-appointed, not really self-appointed, leaders of the Ministry Leaders Summit. I say that jokingly, but we're going to talk about that today. Bobby, Craig, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah. Do you want to address that self-appointed comment that I just made off the cuff there?
Well, yeah. So, I mean, when no one else wants to do it, someone has to step up. And so those of us that are willing are self-appointed, I guess.
Yeah.
Yes, I would agree with that.
So. No, you guys have done a great job with not just this summit, but other summits throughout the years. And so I think the leadership of this is in good hands. And I don't really know why I said that. I just thought, throw it in there and get a reaction from you guys. We go back a long way, and we'll talk about that here in a few minutes. But share a little bit about each of you. I want you to share a little bit about your story, where you're at your church, and your position in your church, just briefly.
Okay.
What are you up to these days?
I'll go first in some alphabetically before colors before Mickey. I'm the youth pastor.
And Bobby's before Craig.
And Bobby's
too,
before so. Craig. So, yeah. Yeah.
And he's much older than I, too.
No, I'm the youth pastor at Mount Pleasant Church in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, and have been here for quite a while. And maybe that's one of the reasons why I've been appointed, whether self-appointed or selected, to be the lead of the youth lead team for the denomination. I've been around the block a time or two. I've been involved with a ton of the summits over the years, and find value in helping the younger generation of leaders kind of learn and develop and avoid the mistakes that I've made over the years and become effective leaders for Christ.
Yeah. Thanks, Bobby.
Yeah, my name's Craig Mickey. I started in ministry in 1999 because of the gentleman that's talking before me. Bobby was one of my pastors at Mount Pleasant. Got the call to felt the need to get into ministry. Was able to land an internship here at Emmanuel for a couple years. Spent a couple years at Prince Street, then back to Emmanuel, as I would jokingly say, they couldn't live without me. That's my words, not theirs. So I've been in the position of simulation and athletics, which basically means overseeing the care team, guest ministries, and then a sports program. We have a very nice gym and we get to run a really successful basketball program here in the winter and a bunch of men's sports during the summer. So,
yeah. Well, cool. Yeah. And as I mentioned earlier, I go back a little bit of a ways with each of you, not quite as far back as the two of you go. Craig, I didn't know that story that Bobby was one of your pastors that got you engaged in ministry. So that's cool. Cool to even hear that and see your partnership continue in ministry over the years this long. So one of the things that we listen as the conversation goes, we get to hear on this podcast is the things that you're really excited about that are happening in your church. And I don't want to rush that conversation to get there, but can you share just something that's happening in your church right now that you do get excited about before we jump into talking more specifically about the Ministry Leader Summit? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a growing sense of excitement and enthusiasm for folks to bring friends. Mount Pleasant seems to have the reputation of being a welcoming church. We believe that, and we've heard other people believe that or say that. And so to know that we're a place where people can feel loved and welcome is important. I mean, currently right now, one of the coolest things we have going on is our archery league. We do an archery league, 10-week archery league in January, February, March. And I think a good guess would be 45% of the shooters aren't associated with our church. So wow. It really is a pretty cool community outreach and an opportunity to connect with people outside the church walls. Pretty neat.
Yeah. And Bobby, your pastor, Jim Bullock, was on. So we're recording this a couple weeks ahead of when it's actually going to be released. So his episode releases this morning that we're recording this. And he talked a lot about the pastoral residency program. And so just this idea of developing a younger generation of leaders seems to run in the DNA of not just Pastor Jim, but in youth pastor Bobby and probably the rest of your team as well. So excited to hear that and see that. So yeah that's really cool. Yeah. Greg, how about you?
Yeah. So we're in a season that Emmanuel has never seen. Pastor Denny will be retiring here, I guess, as this thing airs in just a few weeks, April 21st. So he's been here over 35 years, been a great leader for us. So we're transitioning from him to Josh Wilhite, who we feel is a great fit for us, taking our mantra, his word, our walk, and taking it from not only our word, but really let's look at that, what that means with our walk. So really excited about some of the initiative he wants to start with that. Excited where the church is going. So it's going to be pretty cool. On my personal end with my ministry, we are winding down another upward basketball season with a record number of people. We had over 340 players able to share the gospel with all those guys, gals, and then closing program will also share the gospel. So it's pretty neat to see that. Again, you know, as Bobby said, a fair number of those families are not church people. And as I tell them, like it or not, you are now part of my family. We love you. And it's nice to be able to love on those kind of people. And they appreciate it. It's really cool to see that appreciation.
Yeah, that's cool. You know, my background's in youth ministry as well, and you guys know that full well. And I think there's something about capturing the hearts of young people that capture the hearts of their parents as well. Yeah. And so I'd love to hear just what's happening with the archery ministry and upward ministry at your respective churches. Now, again, you and I, the three of us, go back to the youth ministry team for the denomination. And actually, prior to when I served on that team, I was there as part of the youth ministry summit. Mm-hmm. And I think my first summit that I attended, I started at Emmanuel back in 2003. So my first summit would have been 2004. And it was in Fowlerville, Michigan. And it was late April. There was an afternoon free. And we did a lot in those days. And we had an afternoon free. And I remember I was not a golfer. So I went somewhere else. But those of you who were golfers, it snowed that week in Michigan. Mm-hmm. And since then, I think the summit, whoever was on the leadership team at that point decided we are never coming back to Michigan, at least not for a long time. And it's been in Daytona, I believe, ever since 2005. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Okay. Yeah. Man, oh man. And Bobby, I believe you were part of that team then, weren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Have you been steady throughout part of the leadership team there for the youth ministry?
Yeah. I don't know if steady is a good word, but I've been a part of the team for since then. We all realize that we don't want to go to Michigan or anywhere up north in mid-April, late April. So Daytona seemed to be a better choice.
Yeah. So I'm in Huntington now, live in Fort Wayne, just 20 minutes up the road. We had 70 degree weather yesterday. My son had his first outdoor soccer practice. We had storms that we couldn't sleep through last night because it was constant thunder, lightning, hail. and it's going to snow on Monday. So it's pretty wild up here. You just never know this time of year.
Right.
So, Craig, your involvement in the youth ministry team, I know that's not specifically this team. This is the Associates Summit that's happening, the Ministry Leader Summit. But you were part of the youth ministry team back then as well, too. Correct?
Sure. So back in 2008, I made a switch from youth ministry into the role I am now. Just approached the bishop with the idea of creating an associate summit kind of a deal. Finding value in meeting with people in your ministry, I think, is really, really great. So we started that in 2008. I think there was four of us at that time. I think three of us was from our church and another guy came. But obviously that has grown, and we were doing it every other year off the year of the national conference. And then a couple years ago, we kicked around the idea of, hey, why don't we join with the youth guys and, you know, make it a little bit more, more people, more fun, you know, more exciting, more connections that you can make. And, put the A team back together, Bobby and I. Just jokingly, but maybe a little selfishness. Nice to have him around as well. So, but yeah, that value of relationship.
Yeah. So that was the Youth Summit has been going on every year since before 2004. When did that start? That was my first one, but when did it officially start? Do you remember?
We try to figure that out every year. It's late 90s, I think. I'm not sure exactly when it started. I know Bill Blue was a part of it back when he was a youth pastor. And so it was late 90s sometime. I can't remember when.
Yeah. And so that's been happening every year until recently. It's been going every other year because in the off year, the youth team or the youth ministry staff is meeting with the associate staff to form this ministry leader summit.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
Was the first one, did I hear the first one was supposed to be in 2020?
Correct.
And that got canceled. So it officially started just 2 years ago in 22.
Correct.
Okay. Correct. And the rotation of that is in the off years from national conference, you said. Mm-hmm. Correct. So 24 will be the associates, 25 will be national conference, and there's no associates or pastors summit. But the youth team typically still
absolutely
gets together. There's something about those relationships, man. I get
right.
it. I think that's something that I always value.
They're rebels. I think they're rebels.
It's something that I'll be honest. I'll share a little bit of my experience. I always valued it for the relationships, the fun, the time to get away. And we'll talk about all these things here in a few minutes. But it really was. It hit at a time of year that I was exhausted. Mm-hmm. You know, spring just seems really relentless. In the fall, you have a couple breaks. You have Thanksgiving, then you have Christmas, and then after Christmas,
you go.
It's pretty relentless until summer hits. And so this always hit at a really good time for me personally. And I know that's the intentionality of meeting at the end of April, beginning of May for that reason for a lot of folks. Mm-hmm. But take us back a little bit to Craig, you were talking about the value of a summit like this. So specifically this Ministry Leader Summit where the youth and all associate staff come together for a couple of days. What's the value in that for someone who's never been there? What do they have to look forward to?
Sure. You know, I would say several things. Obviously, a relationship, you're creating relationships that you may not have a chance to create outside of your ministry area. And I think they're lasting relationships. You know, there's people who we've been friends with that have maybe left the denomination of, and we still become friends with them. And then when you get to National Conference every other year, you see a bunch of people that you know, and it's good to do that. Also, I think you get a chance to encourage people. You know, your presence with them and encouraging them, hearing what they're doing in their ministry helps sharpen your ministry. Oh, I didn't think of trying that, or oh, that's a neat idea. Is very helpful as well. And then, you know, I think it's just fun hanging out with people. And I think we got a bunch of fun pastors to hang out with, and it's fun to go whatever on the beach, down to the ice cream shop, out for breakfast. It's just fun hanging with like-minded people. So
yeah, I would bounce off of that too. I think there's a lot of times a lot of folks feel like there's nobody else that understands the pressure that they're going through, the struggles that they're going through. And Brian, you're right. This time of year tends to be that time when most or a lot of pastors just want to hang it up. I mean, they're done, they're fried and they're spent. And so it is intentional for us to get together this time of year to just get away, to get a new perspective. But to realize that there's other guys in the trenches with you is very encouraging and very helpful. And as you bounce ideas off of each other, you learn, you kind of gain a fresh new excitement of ministry heading back in to finish the school year. And, you know, it's a time to just refresh and renew all of those things. But yeah, the relationships that you build with people is outstanding. And especially in your area of ministry, but these ministry summits are people outside of your circle of ministry. And so you get to meet people who are passionate about the people of God and serving them and serving the Lord. And it's exciting to see.
Yeah. It reminds me of two things. One of our core values is we esteem each other. And I think this is a place where, as a denomination, our leaders can come together and, Craig, as you said, encourage one another and esteem one another and just get to know what's happening in different parts of the country, even in our specific area of ministry. So to get together and talk with someone from Fort Wayne and Chambersburg and Holly Hill about kind of the culture of specifically then youth ministry, but what's happening with your worship teams, what's happening in your children's ministry, to be able to have those conversations right now, I think is really valuable. And Craig, you said it earlier, learning from each other and picking up ideas from one another. I think that's really valuable. And shameless little plug here, we do have a podcast for the neighborhoods and the nations about the core values. So if you're interested in that, we'll put a link in the description of this episode for that. But the other thing too, Craig, you said something about encouraging one another. And I think I alluded to earlier that this was a time for me initially early on as a young youth pastor, as a young leader, to feel really encouraged because I had veterans that were looking out for me, veterans that were asking questions of me, veterans who just really poured into me and invested in me. And I think I really do contribute a lot of my longevity in youth ministry to these times, getting together with other leaders. Mm-hmm. But then at some point came in and saw myself as I was one of the veteran leaders, and we had a lot of young leaders coming in. And so it wasn't necessarily for me anymore about what I was going to get out of it, but what I could do to contribute and encourage and invest in younger leaders that were coming. And so, I just want, as people listen to this, I want them to hear, you know, there's still something for you, even if it's, you know, I read the book, I kind of get the concept, that's great, but there's young leaders there that you can invest in and pour into that will look back at these times and go, this person was there for me. This person, I remember the conversation we had at the coffee shop before session. And so I just really appreciate that. And I think there's value there as well for veterans to come and invest and pour into others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of relationship time, ministry time, or whatever you want to call it, isn't done when we're in the book study.
Yep.
Or in the mornings, it's those times on the beach. It's the times at dinner, times at breakfast that you can just get a chance to pour into those people. And, you know, as veteran leaders, not that I'm looking down the road, but that road's coming to an end sooner or later here. You know, we'll all move into another role in life. And we certainly want to entrust what we've started to people that's equipped to do that ministry. And I think that's our job. That's a role that we need to embrace.
Yeah. Yeah. So Bobby, let's transition here for just a minute and talk about the specifics of this year's Ministry Leader Summit. What do we need to know? It's happening, I know, April 29th to May 3rd. Mm-hmm. in Daytona. We've already talked about that. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that people would have to look forward to specifically at this year's summit?
I'm excited to have Terry Linhart with us, and the book that he's going to be going through, The Self-Aware Leader, is a quality book. We went through that book in our cluster of youth pastors here in the area and found a lot of value in that. So those sessions will be in the morning, which allows kind of the rest of the day to be free, time to relax, time to connect, time to build those relationships that we just talked about. But another cool thing, too, that, that we do is the denomination – various parts of the denomination will pick up a dinner for us. The bishop is going to pick up dinner for us for the whole group on Tuesday night. UB Global is going to pick up dinner for us on Wednesday night. And I'm pretty sure Huntington University is going to pick up dinner for us on Thursday night. And so really the only meals you would need to provide for yourself would be lunch. And that's if you choose to eat lunch after a big breakfast at the hotel, which is part of the deal as well. And then looking forward to a big dinner, you know, bought by those guys. And just for those guys to bring greetings to us is encouraging. It's always good to have the bishop there and for him to encourage us in our roles, whatever those roles might be. There's a sense of, you know, you feel acknowledged, you know, you feel like you're yeah. an important part of the ministry of the United Brethren Church. And then to hear what's going on around the world with UB Global and what's going on locally at Huntington University is always exciting. So, and just the time to connect, there's a mini golf course right down the street from our hotel. We'll probably get together and have it out there at the mini golf course. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of cheating going on, but it's all part of the fun, you know, that goes as long as I win. So who cares?
He always wins.
Right, right. So, I mean, those kind of things are just important. We're also figuring out a way to serve together. The church in Holly Hill has a food pantry ministry, and I've talked to Pastor Chuck down there, and we're going to try to figure something out one afternoon where we'll do a big packing party or something like that and just help serve needs of people in that community. And that's always just a fun time, too, of just shoulder to shoulder working together to make a difference. And so a lot of cool times, a lot of good experiences, a lot of helpful kind of beneficial time away from normal, and just to relax and refresh and refuel what you do.
Well, yeah, speaking of that too, Monday night we kick off with our time at Holly Hill. They do a great job of putting on a dinner for us, but then we spend some time just unwinding and worshiping together on Monday nights, which I find a lot of value because, you know, you come in the week with a lot of stress, and mm-hmm. it's nice to just, okay, unwind, release that. We're here for the week. And then Thursday night, I've really enjoyed the Thursday night time where we end with communion. And another chance that we can just love on each other and pray for each other before we jump back into the grind on the Friday and the following weekends and months. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah,
a lot of cool times.
Yeah. And you mentioned that Terry Linhart is going to be there. Terry has done a short video, which I'll include a link to in the description of this. And you've probably already seen it on social media, but we'll continue to share that just a little bit about what he is going to be covering. So if you're interested in just hearing from Terry himself about the content that he'll be covering, I think just the combination of what we already talked about, the fact that this is a time of year where people are really wrestling with what am I going to do next? If I'm going to continue here, or is it time for something else? To hit the topic of being self-aware as a leader and understanding who you are and where you're at and the things that lead you to those places, I think will be really interesting to cover as a large group of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
What's the cost for this and the lodging situation before we wrap up the conversation?
Yeah, so the summit itself costs $50. And the denomination will pick up the first night stay at the Best Western, the I call it the Tiki Hut, the Aku
Akutiki.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think the Best so. Western. Oh, so yeah, the denomination picks up the first night stay. And so essentially those that are coming, the participants would need to pick up the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night stay if they're staying for the entire time. So plus
and then travel.
And travel to get there. Yeah, of course. And like I said, the breakfast voucher is part of the summit and then the evening meals. So
yeah. So as far as travel, I know some of us that, you know, in Fort Wayne, Michigan area, sometimes would catch an Allegiant flight that was cheap and we'd fly down together. I know others from Pennsylvania used to jump in a van and drive together. I don't know how all that happens, but I think there are creative ways to get down there with a group of people to extend the community and the encouragement and the fun. If you're looking to, you know, fly cheaply or drive and save some money that way too. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. Craig, anything else you'd add to the details of the summit that we would need to know?
No, I think that's it. I mean, I know it's hard sometimes to make out a priority to get down to Daytona but boy, I would work at making that a priority. I think it's a that much value for people to be there. So,
yeah. Yeah, I think the two of you are a testament to that, and the many that come that have been there and part of it for years that continue to value that, continue to value the investment. And like I said, the longevity in ministry, to know you have people that understand your situation, that know when things get tough and can pray with you, encourage you, speak life into you, and you know that that's coming every year or every other year that you have that opportunity. And you know them in between those times too, mm-hmm. because you've built that relationship that's, let's be honest, you can build online relationships with people through things like this and email and phone calls and stuff, but the intensity of the relationship just grows when you're face to face. And so to be able to do that once a year, once every 2 years, and to really feel like you know that person that you can talk to, you can pick up the phone and say, hey, man, would you pray for me? Or, hey, I just wanted to call and encourage you. I think there's a lot of value in that for those in ministry that understand where you're at, who you are, and your situation. Mm-hmm. So,
you know, Brian, too, I think it's neat also for us ordained people, you know, I know this is a shameless plug for CEUs.
There you go.
It does count towards a CEU. So I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think this will fulfill your requirements for the year. So just a shameless plug for that, for those that need their CEUs. But
yeah. Beach, golf, fun people, great speaker, great content, and fulfilling your CEU requirements.
I'm on.
You can't beat that.
That's all. What else is there to do?
Yeah.
Well, guys, thanks for joining me today on this episode. I'll just turn over any last words about the summit or otherwise that you'd like to share with other UB pastors and church leaders that are listening to the podcast.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, we've talked about value, and for the person that's never been to a summit, the question is it really going to be that worth it? You know, is it going to be worth it? And yeah, the content that we receive during the sessions is really good, but I would maybe arguably say the better time is beyond the session of connecting with each other. And it's, this summit is unique. You know, I mean, there's all kind of quality conferences out there, but they're a mix of denominations and you have hundreds and hundreds of people and they're good stuff, but this is a United Brethren only thing. And I don't know a whole lot of other denominations that have specific conferences just for their people. And so there's a lot of value in that as well. And it's a smaller group. I mean, last time we did this, there was about 50 of us from across all kind of positions in the United Brethren Church, associate positions. And there's just a ton of value in just connecting. And so I agree with what Craig said. You know, as best you can, try to work your schedule and your finances in a way that you can get to this and experience it for a year. And if you find value in it, then you're sold on it. If it's not what you're thinking it's going to be, then you at least gave it a shot.
Yeah. And I know it, budgets can be tight. And hopefully some senior pastors may be watching this. They have some influence sometimes on a board or something. They're a little bit of money to help pastors get here. I think would be greatly appreciated. And we appreciate all that the denomination is doing and has done for these summits as well. So,
yeah. Cool. Well, I think as we record this, I think there's 24, 25 registered currently. But by the time this airs, there may be twice that, and hopefully even more after that. So once again, guys, Craig, Bobby, thanks for being a part of the podcast today. I love talking with you guys online, offline, in person, and hopefully I'll get down to the summit and hang out with y'all again for a couple days this year.
Thank you, man.